Welcome to the Wide for the Win podcast. Our goal at Wide for the Win is to help authors grow publishing success across multiple platforms and formats through education, training, support, and community. If you're interested in reaching readers around the world, diversifying your income as an author, and exploring the freedom of living a truly indie author life, you've come to the right place. Hello, it's Mark Leslie Lefebvre, and I'm here with Paul Ardoin and D.F. Hart, and we are going to be talking about how to make the most out of going to an indie author conference. And in particular, because we're prepping, we're getting ready for Author Nation November 2024, the inaugural Author Nation in November 2024. We're all nervous about this because, I mean, I'm an introvert. What about you guys?
Oh, definitely.
I'm an introvert as well, although I'm a little bit closer to the middle than probably most other authors are out there.
Okay. You may be an omnivert then, Paul. Like I'm actually technically an omnivert. I tend to default to introvert, but when required, I can force myself into that position.
I mean, I know I'm an introvert because being extroverted exhausts me.
Yes, it does. It takes a lot out of you. So, yes. So we're going to talk about strategies, right? So how to make the most out of a conference. Now, Deanna, when we were talking earlier, you had mentioned that this is only going to be the second conference you've ever been to in your entire life. I mean, author conference as an author, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So how did that go for you? Because you did admit that you were an introvert.
Yeah, it's a little daunting. When you hear about the history of this conference, under its previous name, and there are numbers thrown around like 2,500 attendees, 2,800 attendees, or whatever. And that gets a little bit overwhelming,
right?
And the other thing for the other in-person conference I went to, I felt completely a little overwhelmed because there were so many really good talks all happening at the same time.
Ooh.
And I didn't know until I got there what was going to be being presented or being talked about. And so I found myself going, ooh, I can't. I wanted to go to this one, and I think this one over here would also really help me, but they were scheduled at the same time.
Oh,
so yeah. So I had a little bit of analysis paralysis trying to figure out which one would have benefited my author journey the most.
Okay.
So you put that on top of being naturally introverted, and it was stressful. It was stressful.
All right, so let's talk about that, because I'm sure there's a lot of other writers who are going to be in that same boat. Knowing you, knowing how analytical you are and your love of spreadsheets and being planning ahead and everything. So yeah. What are you doing for this Author Nation that's coming up in November 2024? What are you doing in order to make sure you get the most out of it? Like you must have a plan of some sort. You probably have planned this out months ago, I'm sure.
Actually, they have a really cool tool called Eventy. And once you buy your ticket to Author Nation, they send you a link and you're able to go in and see everything that's scheduled all the way through the entire conference, even down to what room certain talks are going to be in.
Okay.
And you can go through the list, and you can basically build your personal agenda. So for me, it's also important to build in some what I would call breathe in a bag time.
Breathe in a bag time. Okay.
Breathe in a bag time. Yeah. When the peopling gets to be too much, I think it's important that, that our listeners also understand and know that, nobody's going to fail you out of school if you don't attend absolutely every talk that's going on at this thing.
Okay.
You're allowed to take some downtime for yourself, because we get in an environment where it's like, oh, they've got all this information and data packed into 5 days, and I'm a bad person if I don't absolutely run myself ragged attending everything. That's not true. right?
Okay.
Because part of being and a part of being having a balanced author career is also practicing good self-care.
Okay. All right.
So, if you don't mind, I'm going to share screen. I'd love to show our listeners this program because it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, of
And if there's
course.
any and if there's any other people out there like me who believe in pre-planning as much as possible. All right, so you
And for
should be
anyone
looking.
just listening to this, just want to clarify, anyone just listening to this, there'll be a link to this video in the audio podcast feed, just so in case you want to check it out.
Okay, so they have three main tracks. They have pre-published explorers, emerging storytellers, and inquisitive voyagers. And those are meant to reflect maybe where people are along their author journeys. If you've got somebody that is newly published or is in the process of beginning to publish, there are going to be certain topics that are more geared toward that group. And the cool thing about this is, and you could, couple things, you can look at this in a list format, which looks like that. I find it easier personally to see the grid because that shows me every all the rooms where the stuff's going to be going on across the top. Your calendar's up here. So like this is Monday. So you have the vendor expo set up and your Monday is industry day, but they've also got, shows you exactly where your registration would be. And then down here is where you get into more really cool stuff. So you've got some talks here, like if you want to visit with Mal Cooper with the Writing Wives, she's going to be in Bronze Four on Monday from 10:30 to 11:30. So if I wanted to go to that, I could say, oh, I'm going to be over an industry day most of the day. But if you say, oh, I really want to go to hang out with Mal and learn more about their product, the Writing Wives group, you would just add it like that. And then you come over here to your dashboard, and now you can see your personalized agenda. If you say, ooh, I heard Joanna Pence is coming to, ooh, I heard Mark LeFevre is coming to this thing. Where is he? What is he going to be talking about? You can click on speakers. And there was a search function, I thought. There is on the phone. App is also available on your phone as well. But this over here gives you a list of all the speakers. So let's see what Joanna's going to be talking about. Ooh, okay. Well, Joanna's going to be on the Thriller panel. I want to go to that. So you just click it, get it a heart. It adds it to your agenda.
Looks
Or
like you've already hearted that one.
I have hearted that one. I love hanging out with my Thriller peeps. Not in person usually though, because I'm an introvert. Usually it's online, but I'm going to step out of my introvert shell and go to the Thriller panel because I'm really interested in listening to that talk. Yeah. So you build your, you come out here, you can custom build your agenda. So like I've got time gaps in mine. Tuesday, we're going to be doing the opening session of the conference part of it. And then I've given myself some cushion between 9:30 and 11 because I
Right.
know that the other thing about this is that since it shows you what room it is, it also shows you what capacity the room has in parentheses. So like this is for everybody. This is for everybody. The markings on the side show you what topics are co or interrelated. So this one would be talking about, this is going to apply to people who are interested in health, mindset, health, and wellness topics. If you're newly published or about to be published, this would be a thing that you might want to go learn about. Across the top over here in the program, if you want to, oh, come on, don't do that. Over here, you say, okay, I don't really care about, I really don't care about genre panels. You can unclick that. Actually, you click it and it shows you. It's not a good example. So let's try this. So say, if you just want to see mindset, health, and wellness,
Right.
you click on it and it's going to bring up everything that has to do.
Okay, I love that because if you're looking for specific things, right, that is great. So those themes are important. Yeah.
So if you could add in, like, I want to see stuff that deals that would pertain to being an emerging storyteller. I want to know more about podcast recordings. I want to know about, of course, I'm going to say business and finance. Of course I am. I want to know about, I want to know more about marketing. What is transmedia? I'm interested in learning more about that. So you just kind of cherry pick, you can cherry pick what you want it to display to you.
Right.
And that helps you further narrow in and set up your agenda. Very, very cool.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I never even realized there was a desktop or online component to it. I was only using the phone. And being an old guy, the big screen's way easier for this old man.
we love big screens. We love big screens. But yeah, it's super easy to navigate. It feels very intuitive. And I absolutely love the fact that I'm able to see, you know, I'm able to get an overall snapshot of everything that's available at this conference so that I can tailor my journey accordingly. There's also, if you're like, well, Event Center Platinum, blah, 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 they also provided a PDF. So if you're able to, hopefully you're able to see this. So this will help too, because if you've got, you want to go to a talk and it's over here in Platinum, and then, you know, Bronze 2 is across the way here. Now they do build in 15 minutes between sessions, and there's also an extended lunch break every day. I want to say it's an hour and a half lunch break, but this also kind of gives you a feel of the layout of the event. And this is going to be very helpful for people also.
So, oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for showing us that app.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Wow. And okay.
Yes, and yes, mine's planned to the nines already.
Yeah, that's, of course it is. Of course. How about you, Paul? What are you doing to prepare for going to a conference like this?
Well, a lot of, having a bunch of novels under my belt, there are a lot of things that I know a lot about. And so I don't need to go to some of the sessions about, say, for instance, craft and characterization. Those aren't where I'm going to focus my time. I'm trying to expand my business in certain areas. So I am there. There's a lot, even though I've been doing this for 6 years now, there's still a lot that, you know, the old saying, you don't know what you don't know. There's still a lot in those areas where I don't know what I don't know.
Right.
I haven't taken advantage of things like Kickstarter. I've got my own author store, but I make, you know, 12 cents from it every month. So those are two areas where I'm really going to be focusing on the schedule. And I'm so glad that Deanna showed me Eventy the other day, so I could build the schedule the way I want to and search for things about, you know, how to develop good Kickstarter campaigns. I'm thinking of moving from PayHip to Shopify, and there are sessions specifically on Shopify. So it does take a little work to dig through these events, and when they have multiple tracks. But I am packing my schedule with things that are really going to help me, I hope, grow my business. And one of the reasons I've been coming to this, when it was obviously when it was 20 books, since 2019, I think 2019 was my first one. They missed, they didn't hold it in 2020. But I've been to all of them since, except one, I think. So, and there are so many sessions here. You know, Deanna's right. It can be totally overwhelming, but if you focus on what your goal is for the year. So because my goal is growing my business into a couple of areas where I might be a little bit out of my comfort zone, that's what I'm going to be focusing on. And yeah, I'm probably going to miss out on some cool talks on stuff. Fortunately, Author Nation is one of those conferences that record most of the sessions. So even if I miss it, I can catch it online later. There are other conferences that are all live and multiple tracks aren't recorded. So it's a little bit, you know, you got to be like, oh, I don't know which one I want to go to. But, you know, the school mindset, I'm going to be punished if I don't sit here like a good student. That's not the approach to take in this. If you're in a session and it's not working for you, and there's another session that you were like, maybe that'll be good for me, get up and leave. Yeah. There's no rule saying that you have to be there. The presenter, I mean, if the presenter isn't the one working for you, don't worry about hurting their feelings about it. It happens to the best presenters in the best conferences all over the world. Yeah. If it's not working for you, it's not working for you. And honestly, you're the CEO of your business. So get up and go to something that's going to make you money, or that's going to teach you something you didn't know before, or is going to make you a better writer, or whatever it is that your goal is.
And I would even say, if you're unsure that this particular session is going to be good for you, and you're going to audit the first 5-10 minutes to see if it's, is this in line with what I was expecting? Maybe sit at the back. So if you do have to leave it, you feel less self-conscious about it. And you're not, it's less visible to the everyone in the room, as well as the speaker that you're vacating. A trick I've used as well, because I don't want to offend the speaker in any case, is if I do have to leave for whatever reason, I usually pretend that I got an important phone call. And then I leave the room, because I don't want to be rude and answer the phone. And it's a thing. It's just, you don't want to. Again, I'm always worried about offending people, so I try. It's a part of my Canadianness, right?
Certainly better than standing up yelling, "This is BS!" jumping over the table in front of you and stalking out.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend. For sure. Not a good thing to do. No.
Yeah, that's frowned upon.
So that's another thing to learn. So don't stand up and say, "This is BS." However, there is a great feedback form. So, and the feedback might just be, "Oh, I thought this was for beginners. It's way too advanced for me. I had to leave." And I think that feedback is really, really good, because it helps the conference organizers understand and communicate back to the presenter, saying, "Well, you said you were going to talk about this, but you talked about that." Right. So, for example, I'm talking about working with libraries and bookstores, and it's like, "Well, you didn't really get into libraries much. You did like, 2% on libraries. Everything was bookstores. I wanted more libraries, damn it." So, yeah. So what else, Paul?
Well, one of the things that some conferences have, and particularly for those authors who this is their first conference, or they are not published yet, or only have one or two books out, Author Nation has tracks for beginners, intermediates, and advanced. So just like Deanna was showing, there's one of the buttons above is called pre-published explorers. So those are for people who haven't published yet. They're working on their first book. They're maybe 2 or 3 months away, or 6 or 9 months away from launching their first book. That will give people a better idea of what they will sit in that will make sense to them, that they will get educated on what they don't know, or they'll find out that they don't know what they don't know, and then they'll start learning what they don't know. So I would say pay attention to the categories that people put those sessions in, and find stuff that's appropriate for not just your interests, but your level of where you are. And on the other side too, there are a few sessions where I really don't know, even though I'm experienced, whatever that means. I still haven't learned a lot in some crucial areas. So I can still find value in some beginner sessions if they're the right topic. But generally speaking, I'm going to want to look at more of the advanced sessions or at least the intermediate sessions, because of where I am in my author career. And, somebody like Joanna Penn, who, for a lot of us, the Creative Pen podcast was one of the first things where we learned what self-publishing was and how we got on this journey. Certainly was like that for me. I would imagine she's going to be in more of the advanced sessions when she's not having breathe into a bag time.
Yeah, of course, we all need that.
So, I would also like to point out that pre-published doesn't necessarily mean like you're brand new to writing itself. Maybe you were trad-pubbed originally, and you've opted to take control of your writing career and become self-published. That would be a good track for you.
Yeah.
For a lot of the stuff that's offered for that's pointing toward that track specifically, that would be a good avenue for you to really learn the nuts and bolts of the self-publishing game.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So,
and you did show a little bit of this, Deanna. When you click on the session, it brings up the session page, and almost all of them have a longer description of what it is. So make sure that the description matches your expectations. I have one of the first things I did for my first 20 books conference was I signed up for a bunch of stuff based on the title and not the description. And I wound up being in sessions that were just not appropriate for me because I didn't read the descriptions. If I had read the descriptions, you know, no fault of the presenter, no fault of the conference coordinator. It was my fault for not reading it. But you know, that is a mistake that I've seen more than one newbie make. And certainly, you know, I'm a member of that newbie club as well.
Well, we all make it because sometimes titles can be a little bit deceiving. So it is good to dig into the description. So one of the strategies, like you were talking about, you know, having done things but still going to beginner sessions. I've been in the industry for 35 years and I'm still going to beginner sessions because I may be new with Spotify and I haven't done anything. So I'm going to go to certain things because there's always something. I mean, and the industry is constantly evolving and changing. So even if you're thinking, I mean, I took a writing horror for 40 years and I took a horror writing class from Dean Wesley Smith a few years ago because I was like, hey, it's been a while since I've done a craft thing. So in any case, one of the things I get great value of for a conference like this is the networking and not just the sessions and the learning. And so sometimes if you're a beginning writer and they talk about like newsletter swaps and different strategies you can use, but what if I don't know anyone? So one of the things I'm sure they'll do, because they've done this at 20 books, is you write your name. And I usually just put Mark, because who wants like Lefebvre, because all the letters and everything will fill up the whole thing. Just put Mark and then put my last name in small blocks. But then you usually put the genre you write. And that could be a way to find your thriller peeps, or that could be a way to find your mystery peeps, or that could be a way to find your particular style of romance peeps, etc. And that could just be a way to meet people and say, oh, I noticed you, like, for example, not a lot of us write horror. It's one of the smaller genres in the indie author space. But if I see someone who's writing horror, then suddenly it's like, oh, right, what do you write? Tell me about it. And that could be a way to connect with people, right?
And I know for people who are more introverted, the meetups that are often at many of these conferences and are certainly at Author Nation, can, you know, you see that at, in your regular life, you'll see meetup and your introverted brain will go, oh, get away from me. I do not want that. But one of the things about these author conferences is that you're probably not going to be the most introverted person there. There's, in fact, you're probably not even going to be in the bottom 25th percentile of the most introverted people there. And everybody else in that room, particularly in genre meetups, are the same kind of people as you are. They're going to be mostly introverted. They're going to be very interested in the genre that you write in, and they're going to want to talk about writing, which is not something we encounter on a day-to-day basis very, very much. Yeah. There aren't many people who are interested in hearing what our 10 book series is about, except at Author Nation and at some of, and at other author conferences. So I think it for me, it's a lot less exhausting to be in a room of like-minded people who want to talk about writing than it is to go to a dinner party with my neighborhood association, for example.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, that is so true, because again, we can, they're like, they're us. They're other people like us there in the room.
It's the comfort of the familiar, even if you don't really do well with people, knowing that you guys are all there for the same reason, because you have at least the same overarching interest, right? Of being an author, of getting your soul out on the page. Makes me personally a lot less skittish.
Awesome. Guys, this has been fantastic advice. I want to thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom, your advice, your tips, your strategies. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all at Author Nation.
Me too.
I'll bring the bags to breathe in.
All right. That sounds perfect. It's a date.
That's what the boxes behind me are. That's stuff I'm taking with me to Author Nation.
Bags of, the band of bags for
There's
others.
plenty of room left. I'm going to pack some
Bring me
bags.
a vomit bag too before I have
Yes.
to leave the stage, okay?
I know, right? Yeah, I'm my husband was like, you're so introverted, but yet you're giving a talk at this conference. And I'm like, well, I feel like the information I have to share with people overrides, and it means more than my comfort level.
There you go. Awesome.
But feel free to catch me after when I'm definitely will be breathing into a bag. So,
Well, thanks again, guys.
bye.
You've been listening to the Wide for the Wind podcast. For links to our Facebook and Circle groups and other helpful Wide publishing resources, go to wideforthewind.com. The music for this podcast, Sax and Rock and Roll, was written and performed by Kevin MacLeod and was licensed at incompetech.com.